Aho and welcome across the veil. I'm April, your host and facilitator for the next hour. We are eager to share with you messages from those who are across the veil. Our program may be heard every Friday at this time. Across the Veil is the unique opportunity for you to connect with and communicate with those who are across the veil. This connection or communication may be with angels, masters, teachers, guides, loved ones, friends, or others who have preceded you across the veil, as they share their wisdom and guidance with those who are listening to help bring healthy balance to our lives. During this hour, I'm accepting phone calls, so please feel free to call at any time during the program. If you are having difficulty getting through, keep trying, because making the connections for you is important to those across the veil and to myself. If you're unable to get through during the program and you would like to send me an email to ask a brief question, you may do so by emailing me at april@whitewolfapril.com. That's white as in the color, wolf as in the animal, April as in the month. I'm also offering one-on-one readings over the phone or in person. If you're interested in this, email me, april@whitewolfapril.com, or telephone me at 907-357-7377 in Alaska. Visit my website, whitewolfapril.com, for more details. We offer a number of classes, online or in person. You may find out more about these classes on whitewolflearninginstitute.com. We also offer weekend retreats for learning and personal growth. With no further ado, let's see what those across the veil have to share with us today.
Aho and welcome. This is April, Across the Veil. I'm eager to share with you messages that will be coming from those who have preceded us across the veil. Could be angels, masters, teachers, guides, or any of those who have gone before us. And I'm really excited to share this news with you. I hope all of you have had a spectacular week since we visited last. I know I have. It's been just phenomenal to experience the many beautiful experiences and to see the beauty and the wonder in the world around us. I'm excited to share with you because each time we go across the veil, it's a new adventure. It's a new set of messages. It's a new contact. And these are things that are exciting. As I was preparing for the program today, they were really expressing to me that they wanted to share information and details about how we've let go of our personal power, how we've allowed others to take our power from us, and how we've been affected by other people's personal power. So I'm going to share with you the importance of protecting and reclaiming that personal power. Everybody has the right to be themselves. Everyone has the right to own and be a part of their own sacred space and path. Sometimes giving up our personal power can happen in a still, small, little, quiet manner where we're not even aware it has happened, that it's been done and we're not even knowing that we've let it go. When our personal power is intact, we feel confident, grounded, centered. We know who we are. We know that we know. And sometimes programming in our youth will set us up so that we'll end up letting go of that personal power. So it's really important to learn and trust and realize that we came to have this earth experience and that there's a purpose for it. Personal power is having that right to be ourselves and to follow the truth of who it is we are, not giving away part of ourselves because it's what another may tell us to do. It may be a habit that we do or a routine that we have created, or even it could be the programming in our psyche. But Those are things that are going to make us become or be or do or have behaviors that are contrary to maybe who and what we really have come to do and to be. Personal power is being truth of who it is you came to live this lifetime to be. Our families will do the best to help us form with our morals and integrity. Once we become adult, it's then time to develop that personal power, owning who it is you've come to be, releasing the control that another or a habit or a situation may have on you as one of the first steps that can happen as we start to regain and we start to bring in our own personal power, our own personal truth. Sometimes you can bring in your own personal power by asking yourself questions like, is this something that's for me? Is it for my best interest? Or is it because someone else told me that it's for me or it's for my best interest? Or is it something that little teeny tiny still quiet voice in the back of my mind was saying, this is what I need to be doing? Or it could have been the loud voice coming forward and saying, this is what we're trying to get you to do. And not necessarily from another, but from that internal part within ourselves. That's a part of who we are. Some other things that you can do to help bring your personal power back in is they were showing me bringing in some colors, the color red, the color orange, and the color yellow. Those are all really strong colors to helping us regain and to become the people that it is we've come to be. In the experiences that we've come to have, you can decorate with these colors. You can wear these colors. You can have them in your space around you. Maybe, you know, like a picture with a pretty red and yellow orange sunset or something like that is going to help you adjust to that vibration and help you be able to find that truth, that inner truth. And sometimes even painting our toenails can help us find that personal truth and that personal power. I found if I paint my toenails red, tends to help me ground. It tends to help me stay so focused and centered. So little things like that are little tricks that we can do. Remember, every one of us has come to have an earth life experience, and that during this earth life experience, we're going to have lessons. We're going to have to find out what our purposes are. Why am I here? You know, those proverbial questions like, what am I here to do? Why was I born? What is my purpose? What am I going to do when I grow up? Those are all questions that we ask when we're working on our personal power and we're working on our own personal truths. Find that truth of who and why you're here is the beginning to enlightening and opening up that personal power, that personal empowerment that is your life. Another issue with personal power that was being expressed with me earlier is that we do not want to impose our personal power on another. And I know that this sounds like it could be negative, but it is. It's a negative part to our personal power, to each individual. We want to encourage others to develop their own personal power, not to use and abuse. It has to stop. When I was getting this message earlier, they were saying the use and the abuse of personal power over another has to stop. It has to be brought into check. And those that are being affected by it need to put up that healthy boundary that says, I love you unconditional, but I love myself unconditional, so it has to stop. And they were really bringing that forward really strongly earlier as I was preparing for the program. They were showing me that there's a few listeners today who have been hurt because of this type of exertion of personal power. The guides and masters are telling me it's time for you to reclaim your personal power. It's time to begin. They are stressing that it is your personal power. It is your personal being. They're showing me that stresses, expectations, limitations are not walking within your personal power, and it's not working for you. Being controlled or manipulated by another is not being in your own personal power. And it can be something so simple as somebody sitting in the car as you're driving home and that other person is being a backseat driver and telling you, oh, you should have put your brakes on sooner, or you did this wrong or you did that wrong. That's exerting your own personal power over another person And that's what the guides were showing me, that we need to stop. We need to sit back. We need to relax. We need to enjoy. And we need to be who it is we came to be and not be controlling or be controlled. They're showing me that it's harming other people when we do that. And we don't want to do that for our own personal gain. We want to work within our own personal power. Harming another for your own personal gain is not truly being in your own personal power, because it's causing harm and it's exerting an influence on others. And basically we've learned how to manipulate and to control and to use other people. It's time to stop the cycles. It's time to stop this from happening, and it's time to start owning and gaining the power within your own personal power. Yours, not someone else's expectations or habits, but something that is your own. It's who you are. And sometimes we create a habit because of something that happened when we were younger, or we have an inanimate thing that may have control over us, and we have to learn to bring our personal power back in so that we can say no to it, so that we can say, wait a minute, this isn't on my higher path. This isn't on my higher direction. And we're all on this learning scale, and we're all in this learning and developing. So when we have those bumps and bruises and we feel like, wow, I just really let go of my personal power because of this or that, it's okay. We recognize it. We know it. We can move forward. We can get stronger just through the knowledge of, oh, I'm working on my personal power and I can't do that. Or, oh, this wasn't a good thing. I need to reevaluate that. Those types of lessons. The many who often come and speak to groups are sharing this information with us so that we'll gain our own personal strength and become who it is we have been born to be. Once we get into control and in touch with our own personal truth, the world as we know it can be changed, and it will change. Everyone can affect their own little corner. If it's only a few picking up this message and using it to change, and then that change can take place. It's time to stop hurting others, and it's time to stop hurting ourselves. It's time to find and be our own personal truth. One of the things that came through is that couples, when we're in a relationship with another person, that couples oftentimes, you'll find one person who overpowers and overshadows the other. And the guides and the masters want you to know that everyone can work together. Everyone is a couple who brings in their own personal power and stands within their own personal power, working together for that higher truth and that higher connection together can create a concrete bond with that inner truth, which can strengthen and empower that relationship to a magnitude of heavenly enlightenment. And the picture they're showing me is just, it's unbelievable, indescribable to any words that I know in the human form to express it, that when we operate within our own personal power and we bring that into a relationship with other people, whether it be spouses, whether it be siblings, whether it be parental, when we end up in that type of a relationship, it brings such a powerful completeness and wholeness that there's no room for hurting another. There's no room for exerting yourself over another, because you're in your own truth. You're in your own strength. And when you do it as an alignment together, that bond becomes all the stronger. It becomes all the more powerful. As parents, you might ask, how can I be in my own personal power and raise my children and not be exerting my power over them? And oftentimes I'll sit back and I'll feel the presence of an angel or a guide that's with a young person come into the space around me, and I can just feel where that parent or that person who's raising them or who they happen to be with at that time is exerting so much power over them that they're not becoming the people that they've been born to become, because it's being pushed and shoved and manipulated. And that's not working in our personal power. That's not developing our personal power. As we work with our children, we need to guide them and help them to find that power that's them, to help them find their own inner truth, and to do it through the love and the guidance of our own guides and their guides coming together, giving us the words, the wisdom, the ways, and the methods that are going to work and be appropriate for that other person. And that's not to say that we don't need the discipline, no, because sometimes we need that discipline. We need to be able to learn that. And that's part of personal power, true, is bringing in that ability to correct ourselves and know that, wait a minute, that's not being in my own personal power. I'm going back into an old habit, or I'm going back into an old pattern, or, I need to raise my child this way because my parent raised me this way, or I'm not going to raise my child this way because my parent raised me this way. Those kind of things. We need to find the truth within ourselves and within the lives of those young people that we're working with. And guide them to be on their own paths. As a parent, we have such a huge responsibility working with our own personal power, but also working within the ability of helping a child find their own personal place, their own personal truth, and not causing harm to them, not causing them to move forward and carrying over habits and things that will cause them to be in the same boat that many of us are, and that is, having lost our own truth, our own purpose, our own path. They're showing me that it's impossible to. They're showing me that the impossibilities are only there because of our own limitations and our own programming. And it's time that we go in and we evaluate ourselves and we start looking at it and we start asking the questions and looking at our behaviors and saying, do I do this or say this because maybe that's what a parent did, or maybe that's what was expected of me, or my coach or so-and-so told me. Find that own, your own inner truth, finding your own inner being, finding who it is that you need to become. And many of us sometimes need a little bit of help getting on to that path, getting on to that ability. And as I was preparing for the program and they brought this message forward to me to share with some of the listeners, they were showing how there's so many that are listening to the program out there who have given their power away, who have allowed others to just crush them and take their identity away from them and put them in situations where they're being used and where they're being abused. And it's so sad and it's so heartbreaking. And that the guides and the angels and the teachers are all coming in and they're saying, all we need to do is stand up and dust ourselves off and begin to search within ourselves. Go within yourself finding that truth. Go within yourself to find out who it is you came to be, who it is your life purpose is for and is about. And they're really wanting you to connect with that as the listeners of the program. And one of the things that they said to me is that I need to offer a guided meditation CD that can be ordered, and they said that I had to make it available during this program because there are a number of listeners today who are in situations that they don't know how to get out of. They're in places where they don't know how to find their own personal power, and there's listeners who don't even know that they have a personal power. And so they were telling me to offer a CD, a guided meditation CD, that's going to help you regain your own personal power. And they were telling me that I need to offer this to the listeners for $10 if you're interested in it. Normally it would run more. They were telling me $10 plus I have to charge the shipping and handling, of course. So it would be right around $13.95 for this CD to learn how to guide yourself into a place where you can find your personal power, where you can find who it is you truly came to be. Maybe not a child who had been used and abused and been told by an adult to be such and so, or a spouse whose other spouse has just controlled and manipulated and not worked together to build a beautiful bond, but a manipulated situation, and they're wanting everybody because we all came for purposes. We all came for reasons, and it's important that we all find this and that we all experience this and we all learn it. And they were really showing me the importance of this. And if there's someone who needs the CD and finances is a problem, email me, talk to me. They really want this message to go out, and they really want people to have the tools in their hands that can help you become stronger, and can help you be on the path to wholeness and to living and being able to answer the questions, who am I, why have I come, what is my life purpose? Bringing balance and grounding and centering back within yourself. I'm also accepting calls during the program and answering questions and bringing in contacts from those on the other side. I know that it seems sometimes that they bring in messages that are all group encompassing, such as this beginning message that came in as I had gone into meditation and had begun preparing for the program. They were really showing me that as listeners are listening to this, that it's become a time to do that, and it's become a time to regain that personal power and control. And I've also had some emails that we're going to respond and talk about today on the program. But like I said, I am accepting phone calls. If you have questions, we'll see what the guides and teachers may have to share. Maybe the angels want to share. I have three women in particular that I'm seeing. One is standing, she has a dress on, it's I believe a tannish color with some red and yellow I'm seeing on it, and she has this dress on and she's asking some questions, and the angels are standing right over you. They're there guiding you and directing you. I see another woman, there's three of you, I see another woman and she's very beaten down. I'm seeing her sitting and just tears just running down her cheeks, and she feels like, why am I so sorrowful? Why am I in a situation that I don't know how to get myself out of? How can I find the answer? How can I move through this? They're saying that they are right there with you. Those angels are sitting there with you. They're trying to hand you a tissue so you can grab the tears, that angelic tissue to wipe the tears so that you can begin your healing. You can begin your path. You can begin feeling stronger, knowing who it is that you've come to be and how to regain yourself. And another woman I'm seeing, she's a younger woman, and she's just starting to develop womanhood. She's just starting to develop into finding relationships and gaining her own confidence and gaining her own trust. And they're showing me that you, with the guidance of your mother, have begun to be a pattern of your mother, and they want you to know that you need to become the individual that you are. You need to become the beauty of who it is your life and experience has come to be. I'm just covered in goosebumps as they're sharing this message with you. They're just wanting you so to own your own power, and the angels are right there with you. They're right there beside you. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, April. I'm calling.
Hi.
If you could tell me if someone's going to come into my life.
Yes. There's the immediate answer is yes, that you are definitely, you feel like you've taken about 10 steps backwards, and they're wanting me to tell you that in reality you've taken 5 steps forward.
Do you have a time frame? I know time frames are awful.
And sometimes they like to skirt around that, and they'll give me a little bit of other messages. And what they are saying is that you're pushing the river. They're saying that the time frame is in front of you. You're rather than being 10 steps behind, you're 5 steps forward, so you're closer than you were yesterday, but that you're pushing the river, meaning that you're working at it a little bit too hard.
Okay, is it the same individual that I'm thinking that will be coming into my life?
Yes.
Okay, and also, may I continue to ask a couple more questions?
Sure can. You sure
okay.
can. That's what this time's about. It's about
Thank you.
I've
been working on really trying to get my own information. And
okay.
I feel that I get muddled information. I can get some beautiful, profound information. And then I get information that is clearly not accurate. And I go through the process of clearing and protecting myself. Is this just the time frame that I am in my development? It doesn't really seem fair because I really have been working on being very careful about my energy and building, you know, my protection. And so I feel very discouraged right now, unless it's just simply not the time. But
A million other people have asked me the same question, so you're there with the rest of the world. You're completely fine. Don't beat yourself up over it. And know that it's okay to feel that way because you're on a path. And sometimes when you're on a path, it can be so frustrating. The one big word that they were giving me as you were talking was practice. Practice, 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 practice. And learn to hear and learn to decipher that, which is that good sound, profound, like you were talking about, information. And as you practice more and as you connect more with that, you're going to start recognizing and you're going to start being able to let this other stuff fall off to the side. It's going to start giving you more, the more you practice, they're saying, the more you practice, the sounder you are going to be able to make the connections that you're making.
Okay, so is it more that my discernment instead of being given misinformation?
That's going to be a good basis for you to start with. That's going to be an excellent place to start, is going within yourself. And then as you begin to develop, like if you wanted to begin developing the gift of channeling in information, for example, then you're going to have outside sources that are going to be bringing you information in. But what they're showing me right now is, and it's kind of cute, they're showing me this little, I almost want to say like a little fairy, little gnome type of energy that's with you right now. And this little bit of energy is kind of representative of that still small voice, that inner knowledge, that inner knowing, that inner part of yourself that right now it's showing itself as just this little bit of energy. And what you want to do is you want to build it and you want to develop it to being, you know, big as life, so to speak.
Thank you. Can I ask you one more?
Oh, sure.
Okay, great. I'm a dancer and I'm in New York, and I just wanted to know if you could see anything in regards to my dancing. I feel like I need to stay training, but part of me also feels like I, you know, it would be nice to have something small, you know, to be working on with. So I just wanted to know what you got. Right now it's the dance community, even though I'm not giving in any energy, negative energy, is very quiet, if like non-existent. There's very, very little work.
I don't know anything about this, but I'm going to share the information as I'm seeing it while you were talking. Number one, they were showing me that if you set into motion to actually do a dance in like a little production, that they would be guiding you and directing you in that as you listen to them. They're not saying a big, like Broadway, big, massive production, but they're showing me something little. If you were to venture into that to start with, and as you were beginning to talk about it, they were showing me with twirling and with movement and with all of that, and how that kind of feeds you, how that kind of nurtures you to help beginning to be able to express yourself through this, the spiritual communication, I'll use that word, like the clairvoyance, the clairessence, the clairgustance, all of those. That movement is something that helps feed you, it helps encourage you, and it helps charge you because it connects you with that and with the rhythm. There's something about the vibration and the rhythm that does with you. Another thing that they were showing me is there is some type of, and I don't know a thing about it, I'm just sharing what I'm hearing from them, is that there is some type of dance that actually is done to help open the body, to help open like the heart, open like the solar plexus, open and be an expression of yourself so that you can go within yourself and find yourself through the expression of dance. And when they were showing me that, I was like, okay, that's lovely. That's something she could do, you know, is start developing something that's going to do that. Why are you showing me that? And then they said, she could start a little dance studio. She could start a little dance community. She could start a little dance where people can come and learn to dance. Kind of like, I don't know, I don't like this word, but I'm going to use it. Expressive dancing to find that true inner self. Does that make sense to you?
It makes sense. I'm working on a ballet career. That would take me in a completely different angle. And I do work on those things myself, like wuxi means no mind. So it's an aspect of Tai Chi where you move without your mind. And that would be like going to the heart chakra. But I do agree those would be beneficial things. I've had an opportunity to open dance studios and teach for a very long time. I just don't resonate with teaching.
Okay. And, you know, and it could just be something, you know, providing the place, providing the situation where that can happen. I'm, you know, that's all I was getting from them was to share that with you, that as you start learning how to express yourself through that dance, that there's others out there who want what you have and that you may be able to share it through other means, through other modes. I don't know, you know, and I would leave that in Spirit's hand to guide you and to show you, because apparently you're on that path to wanting that, and you, in the dance community, you see a lot of the negativity there, so you know that there needs to be some enlightenment brought into it. And that right there is a gift within itself that you can share just through your own movement, just through your own dance.
Well, thank you very much for your input. That's all my questions.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Caller, go ahead.
Hello, April.
Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you today?
My name is Tina.
Hi.
Well, you can help me by...
I need you to talk a little bit louder. I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Okay, is that better?
Yes, that's much better.
Most of the people that pass over the transition in my family, they are young boys, seem to have a tragic death.
Okay.
My brother, who's 40, and and that situation was a murder-suicide. I just want to know, is there anything that you could ask my brother, Aaron, see anything to tell me? Maybe you can tell my mom something. And that's just
You're sharing with me that he was involved in a murder suicide, and he was around 40.
46.
36. Okay. And I'm trying to make a connection for you. I'm trying to find him. I'm asking for my guides to help bring him in. So I'm going to need more information from you.
Okay.
You're looking for some answers for your mom, and you're looking for some
answers
for yourself. Was he the person that was murdered? Because it feels like he was receptive. He wasn't the initiator. Is this true?
Actually, the police report said that he killed his housemate and then himself. And so that's the only thing that we could do, you know, nothing.
Okay.
Because we
I'm going to keep looking for him because the gentleman that I connected with, he actually was the victim, and he was not the one who brought forward the action. So I'm going to move from him. I'm going to move on energetically.
Well, actually, energetically, that's what I felt, that he walked in on a situation, and he was, you know,
what it feels like, the energy that I'm connecting with, because they're insisting that they're right. They're insisting that I'm connecting with the right person. I can't, in other words, I've excused that energy, and that energy says, no, I'm who is there. I'm who needs to be here. And what I'm feeling is almost like the innocent bystander who got caught in a bad situation at a bad time that was then turned and made to look different than what was. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to me.
Okay. I'm feeling a lot of grief. He hasn't been gone very long, has he?
Well, it's April 30th, 2008.
So it's right around year-ish time, so yeah. He hasn't been gone very long. To me, you know, they have no recommend. Their time means nothing, but we have to, you know, for us that would be a small amount of time.
I know, and that's why I was trying to be very patient.
Giving him time on that. He was very confused when this first happened. He was very confused with where he was at and what actually had transpired. And he's showing me that the prayers from his mom, from your mother, is what helped him understand that he actually was no longer in physical form. In other words, it was her prayers, it was her love, it was her expression that she shared with him, and her forgiveness, that she's not holding any ill in her heart, and it was that forgiveness that's helped him to make that step over. And that's why at first when the event happened, you guys could feel him around a lot.
Oh, yes. I couldn't sleep. And I know that's normal. But it was just what I felt him here, and I didn't know how to help.
Right. And he what he's showing me is that when that was all first going on within the first time period of while he was gone, and not within just the first 72 hours, but over a longer period, it was because he was so confused, and it was the prayers and the love and that and from your mom that he was able to gain the knowledge and gain that information and be able to on forward, going on to the light, going on to his transition time, following through that process, and that he wants to express to his mother the gratitude that he feels towards her for that is more than any words he could ever express, is more than he could have ever shown her, is more than he could have ever. And he says that I give her hugs all the time, that she'll feel his warmth around her all the time. And for her to realize that's him sending his love to her. That's his response back. That's his love back to her. That when she feels like, apparently when he was alive, his body temperature was a little bit warmer than like yours or mine. And like when he came in a room, you could feel his warmth from his body temperature. It's kind of like that. Like she can kind of sense that, know that. And for her to understand that that is him. And expressing his love and his gratitude for her. He is also reiterating with me the confusion. There's confusion in this situation. He keeps showing me going into a place and being caught in the middle of it, and then things turning around and switching around as he tried to control it.
Okay. And because they had times and dates wrong, and they also let the scene go right away. The police did, and everybody. It was just a madhouse, and I kept my composure, and we never could find my mother. So she actually went there by herself to check up on him because they had been having a conversation the night before, and. The way you described it, that is the way I actually saw it. But there was nothing we could do at the time, because I had no proof, except a letter he had wrote, months before, and I gave it to the coroner, and that was it. But okay, thank you very much for the information, but I also, my son passed. It's been a long time, March 2000.
Okay.
And
how old was he? I'm seeing a young man
he
around.
He was 24. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm seeing a young man around 13. Was that a comfortable age for him with you? Was around 13 a comfortable age with him?
No, I think it was a little rocky. But, it could have been comfortable. The whole experience was, it wasn't rocky like any kind of abuse or anything like that. I remember I cried real hard one time at 13 about something he did. But he was 24 when he passed.
Okay. The reason I ask is because sometimes they'll show themselves to me at a little bit of a younger age because of something, so that there can be a connection that you know that this is that person. He's showing me there's something significant around his age 13. And like you said, it could have been the situation you were just talking about, which is going to validate for you that this is him.
Oh, yeah, and another time when I actually, when people connect through the windows of the soul, and we connected like that visually, and where I actually saw him and where I could have more compassion for him, and maybe that's what he's talking about another time. But did we have anything to say to me?
I'm wondering, was this young man shot? Was there a gun involved? Because I keep hearing a loud sound.
There was a car accident, one car accident.
Okay, okay. The loud sound. It was loud. It was intense. And there's something about, did you used to cook him something that was like his absolute favorite meal and you've had it recently?
As a matter of fact, I'm cooking it now. One of the
there we
things
go. Okay. He's saying that's how close I am to you at all times, Mama, and I love you.
Okay.
You can feel him when he's there. You know when he's around, and just when you have those moments, he's saying, all you got to do is say, hey, I'm here. He's just saying, all you got to do is say, hey, to him, and he'll say, he's there is what he's saying.
Okay, I do a lot of that. And please just let me ask you this one about a friend of mine that passed in 2005, April. We called him Munji. I love that man.
I'm just hearing I miss you so and I love you so. I'm not hearing any specifics. I'm just hearing I miss you so and I love you so.
Okay, that's what I've been feeling. You know, these energies are really powerful, and I'm picking up a lot of things like that, and because I do my best to try to be happy about all of it, and
celebrate
the transition more.
Yep.
And one
but
more.
When they're on the other side, and when we send them love and light and healing and love and light and love and light, it makes their transition times. It makes their, for lack of better words, their day of reckonings. All of that so much more powerful, and it makes their situations. And when we go on the other side, we want others sending us love and light too, so that we can, get the same positions. And that's what I'm feeling that you do with those that are on the other side. That you send them that kind of warmth, that kind of love that's really deep. It's a part of who you are. And many of them, as we're talking, I've got a number of people that have come in, energies that have come in, female, male, that are taking forms for me to see, that you send that type of love to, that have passed, that you know. And they're all just like showing me a symbol that they give to me for the warmth, that your love has meant a lot to them.
Well, good. And one more thing, please.
Oh, you're fine. Go right ahead.
Okay. I'm in a two-year relationship with a man that I love, and I know he loves me. But, we're going through a lot of things everybody else is going through with the economy. And I was just wondering, and he's a light worker, but he's different than me, of course. But I always try to get him that room to be as he want to be, although it's not as I want him to be. You understand?
Right, I understand.
Okay, So do you see anything for us?
The first thing that I was hearing when you started speaking was stand steadfast. Stand steadfast. Know that this is, and I'm hearing the saying that I hear from other people every now and then, know that this too shall pass. Stand steadfast, know that this too shall pass. And that it's all going to work out. They're showing me that you've got probably about 18 months worth of things that are going to be kind of turning, manipulating, and shifting, and doing this, and doing that, and doing this, and do that. But as long as you stand on the truth and manifesting that highest good power within your lives, at the end of the 18 months, you've got this beautiful rainbow of energy that's just, it's like the tools of bringing this all in is just right there for you. And right now we're in a very, very strong manifestation time within our,
okay.
You know, within the Lord plan.
Well, thank you very much, April. And
thank you for your call. You have a wonderful day.
You do too.
Bye-bye. I knew I couldn't break connection. I had a very strong feeling there was another call or something that wasn't quite complete. That was really cute. I have a Jason who's come through who wants me to tell his sister that she needs to move on with the issues of her life. He's telling me that you know who you are and you know that you have withstood and fought a good fight, but now is the time to become you. Not following the expectations of others or of your upbringing. Apparently, what he's trying to show me is that you're trying so hard to become your parent that he's wanting you to become yourself. Caller, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry, I wasn't expecting to be next.
How can I help you?
I was actually calling in regards to career. I wanted to see anything happening for me over the next couple months.
You're going to be making a change. You're going to be shifting and doing something that is a little bit different than the norm for yourself. It's almost going to be a step of faith. It's almost going to be a leap of faith. It's kind of like you've gone out and you've put in an application for this job, and it was almost kind of like a joke, like, I'm going to apply for this job and see if I can get it, but I have absolutely no knowing within myself that I can do it. And they're showing me that you're doing that because they're changing your career, that they're going to make a major change for you, and it's going to be for the better. It's going to be helping you to really shine.
Do you have a clue as to what that is? No inclination on that. It's like,
I love it when they do this.
We're going to get all the information. I have no idea.
We've got to figure it out.
I guess I don't
know. What they're telling me is that I'm seeing like an internet job services. I don't know if there's somewhere that you do that or you can do that. And you're looking at it, and it's almost like the one that jumps out the most that would be totally unprepared for, totally unknowledgeable for, totally out of your scope of perfection or knowledge, that's the one to go for.
Weird. Okay. I guess I just have to keep my eyes open because I don't know.
There's somewhere to start looking. I don't know if like your job services in your area have like where you can go and sit on a computer and look in at a screen. You're actually looking through a computer screen and you're seeing these different jobs. And they're showing me that it's not going to be physically taxing to you. Apparently, have you had a job before where it's really physically drained you?
Not really. I mean, I've danced before, but that's not necessarily physically draining. Professional.
Okay. So they're showing me that you've done something that has physically drained you, and they don't want you in that kind of position again. It could be the people that you worked with. It could have been the surroundings you were in. It could have been a number of those things, but a lot of times something actually plugged into you and drained you. They don't want you there anymore.
I think I know what you mean, emotionally draining.
Exactly. And there's kind of like it's time for that new adventure. It's time for a newness. It's time for they're showing me like a dryer sheet that's got like that springtime fresh smell to it, that newness. That sometimes they use really bizarre little symbols for me to be able to share them, but that's what I'm getting.
Got you. I guess I should just keep my eyes and ears open.
And find if you can go online somewhere, you're gonna actually see jobs listed out, because they're showing me that. It's like right in front of my face. They're showing me those jobs listed directly out.
Got you. I don't normally do that, but I guess I should open my mind.
It's a new avenue and it's a new adventure.
I guess so. Is there a lot of money coming in from this?
At first you're going to sit back and say, oh my goodness, but then all of a sudden it's going to go click, and it's just going to, you're actually going to be sitting much happier than you are right now financially. It's going to take some of that stress and that burden off your shoulder, because it's not going to be taking from George to pay Paul, to pay Phil, to pay Sam, to pay the grocery store. They're showing me they're going to switch that for you.
Great. Okay. I guess I'll just keep my eyes open. Thanks a lot, April.
Thanks for calling. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. I also have another energy that's coming in. It's a man. He doesn't want to share his name with me. He says the person that is listening will know him because he's showing me the color red in a fishing pole. He wants the other living individual to know that he's sorry for the mean words and the mean attitude and the beatings that he imposed on them. I don't know if this is a spouse. I don't know if this is a family member. I don't know where the connection of this is other than what he's showing me. He's saying that there is no time or no one to blame but himself, that he sold out to the stresses of society when he was alive. He's saying he's been trying to communicate with you to amend this so that he can truly begin to heal. And that's why he's wanting me to connect with you today. He's also showing me that there was a pet that he had destroyed, and that even though he wasn't in his own awareness at the time, it was unacceptable, and that as he's gone through his time of healing, that he's had to heal through all of that a thousandfold, and that he is expressing love back. Like I said, he wouldn't express who he was, but something about the color red in the fishing pole and the expression of and being sorry for the actions that were done when he was physically on this earth plane and was physically alive. I have time for one more. I have a father here who is saying sporting flashy clothes and fancy cars is not something that makes you a man. He's saying this to his son. He's showing me son position. He's holding the energy by what would be a son position, and he's saying that when he was alive, he presented this as being the perfect image that would make him a man, and that he wanted his son to know that this is not truth, that he only knew this and expressed this because that's what his father knew and expressed to him, and he wants you, the son, to know that the flashy cars and the fancy cars and the fancy clothes is not what's going to make you a man. It's becoming the person that you are, have come here to be. He's expressing that message to his son, that it's be who it is that you need to be, and don't try to live up to your father's expectations and the image that he was trying to feed you when he was alive. Well, this has been April, and it's been a privilege to share with you again this week. I've enjoyed visiting with the callers. I've enjoyed bringing the messages across. I've enjoyed bringing the teaching on learning to own our own personal power from the guides. Remember, if you didn't get through and you had a brief question, feel free to contact me. Our class schedule is online at whitewolflearninginstitute.com, and I've revamped a lot of these classes. They're now available through correspondence and online, and I'm working on learning how to use some of the other programs to do some visual teaching through the Internet as well. So if you're interested, keep our Internet address handy so that if you want to check it out, you're able to. It's been spectacular to spend time with you and to share messages with you from across the veil. Until next week, may you be blessed with abundance, wealth, and health.